100 years ago, the land in which Lenox Square Mall sits today was part of a large country estate.
That's right. It had been a large estate for a long time. In the early 20th century, it was the estate of the Otley family, which is a very prominent family in what later became known as Buckhead. You know, this was a country estate. It was called Joyeuse. It was a place for Atlanta society, high society, to kind of mix and mingle and have elaborate kind of events. Buckhead itself was not in the city of Atlanta until 1952. There was something called a plan of improvement, which tripled the city's boundaries at that time, and in particular, annexed Buckhead into the city. So this area out where Lenox Square was increasingly was beginning to be a bit more incorporated into the city of Atlanta, and it wasn't only like the country estates of the very rich.
So how do we transition from an estate out in the country to the idea of building a shopping mall?
Well, the Otley family, I think John Otley died around in the 1940s, and a real estate development company acquired the land and divided it up into apartments at first. Part of the suburbanization going on in Atlanta after the Second World War, you have the beginning of the highway system, you have places like Sandy Springs and parts of DeKalb County kind of developing into the early post-war suburbs in the area. A Kansas City, Missouri developer named Ed Noble acquired the property and developed it and began clearing the site and building in 1957. It was completed in 58. And as you said, on this date in 1959, you had the grand opening of what was the largest shopping center, you know, in the Southeast at that time. Earlier shopping centers in Atlanta would have been things like in the 1930s, the Plaza at the corner of North Highland and Ponce de Leon, a very modest kind of development. But this was of an altogether different scale. At some level, I think it kind of signals Atlanta's emergence as a national kind of city, too, in the 1950s.
The Lenox Square Shopping Center that opened in 1959 bore no resemblance, really, to the Lenox Square we know today.
That's right. For one, it was open air. It was not enclosed at the time. It was an open air shopping center. It had two major anchors, Rich's department store and Davidson's department store, two old Atlanta-based firms. It was modernistic architecture for the times. The architect was a man named Joe Amisano, who was one of the pioneering modernist architects in Atlanta, and a lot of people criticized it for it being too sort of space-agey. But it was open air, two anchors. It did have 6,000 parking spaces. And it's undergone, I think, four major revisions since that time, pretty much one a decade, you know, in the 70s and 80s and 90s and 2000s. There were major changes. It became enclosed, new anchors, much more space acquired, and so a MARTA station and whatnot.
Well, those of us who have lived in Atlanta for a number of years, myself included, I remember they used to have an organ grinder with a monkey.
I do remember that.
He used to stroll the mall and...
I had not thought about the organ grinder for a long time. And also over time, replacing the organ grinder, perhaps, Lenox had become a sort of a civic center, if you will, where the fireworks display would go on, where the Pink Pig that used to be at the Rich's downtown in Atlanta got moved to Lenox at one point. And, of course, Rich's is no longer Rich's. It's the Macy's in Lenox Square, where the lighting of the Christmas tree, again, at Rich's in downtown, this local downtown event, got supplanted to Lenox Square over the years. So at some level, it kind of signifies, in some sense, the decline of downtown as a kind of a node, as a gathering place, and sort of the emergence of these places like Lenox, or then Perimeter, and then Cumberland Mall on the north side of town, the suburb, sort of connected to the suburbs.
Not to date myself, but Lenox also has the distinction of being the home to the first Fern Bar in Atlanta when Houlihan's old place opened there in 1975.
Now there's a claim to distinction.
Yeah, there you go. So I've got to think, though, that Lenox Square now might be the biggest financial draw in Buckhead.
It certainly is one of them. I mean, obviously, around Lenox, you have lots of other both high-rise apartment buildings. You have Phipps Plaza across the way. You have banks. You have high-end restaurants, hotels, all within that Lenox area. It clearly remains an economic magnet in the north side of Atlanta.
40% of the clientele a year or two ago were tourists.
It's also linked to I-400 in recent years. So, you know, there are people who could move up you know, from the northern suburbs very conveniently to Lenox Square as well.
Well, Cliff Kuhn, thank you.
Thank you.